Bokhari, Facebook, the web's biggest shadow banner. By Alim Bokhari on February 28, 2019. Twitter has long been the platform that's attracted the most controversy for shadow banning, the practice of covertly suppressing a user's content without their knowledge. But thanks to revelations in a recent Project Veritas leak, Twitter's shadow banning crown might have been stolen by Facebook. The leak, which includes a company presentation on tackling trolls on Facebook, reveals a host of covert tactics that the social network proposes to use as means of censoring undesirable users without alerting them to the fact that they've been censored. The presentation proposes the use of forced glitches like frequent auto logouts and the failed upload of comments. These special features would be triggered leading up to important elections. It also describes a line of code called Action Deboost Lib Distribution, which Facebook adds to unwelcome videos if it wants to deboost them, i.e., limit their visibility on the platform. The emphasis on pre-election crackdowns confirms a pattern of behavior on the part of Facebook. Over the past 2 years, the social network has launched massive censorship waves ahead of elections around the world, including in France, Germany, and Brazil, in the case of Facebook-owned WhatsApp, Brazil. More recently, Facebook launched a censorship wave against anti-establishment pages on its platform ahead of the 2018 U.S. midterm elections. The suppression included a decision not to allow a campaign ad about illegal immigration from the Trump campaign, and a pro-life advert from a campaign supporting Senator Marsha Blackburn, RTNS election bid. The use of auto-logouts and other forced glitches as a tool of covertly interfering with a user's experience also lines up with recent allegations made by Donald Trump Jr.'s followers on Instagram, a Facebook-owned platform. The Instagram users complained that their accounts had automatically unfollowed Don Jr., President Trump, and other accounts associated with the political right, all without their knowledge. The users also reported that they were being prevented from liking certain posts from right-wing and Republican figures. One of the other remarkable details of the leak is that the tech giant's covert suppression isn't targeted at fringe individuals, but at mainstream conservatives like Blaze TV host Lauren Chen and Steven Crowder. Even independents like Mike Cernovich were caught in the mix. One thing the social network users can take away from this leak: if you're conservative and being automatically logged out or prevented from commenting ahead of a major election, it's probably not an accident. Alim Bokhari is the senior technology correspondent at Breitbart News. You can follow him on Twitter, gab.i, and add him on Facebook. Email tips and suggestions to alimbokhari@protonmail.com.